This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is loaded for bear. He's got evidence that they are intending to replace Kamala Harris with Hillary. Then Biden steps down. That's coming up in about 10 minutes, but I've gotten Dr. Zelenko, who is on fire, to stay for this segment and part of the next. Dr. Zelenko, what you talk about being an atheist and then just suddenly being touched, having things happen, that's basically what happened to me. I wasn't really an atheist. I was more of a pagan when I was younger. I was around that, and you know, the sex got me into it, and then it was the occult, but I never actually got into that itself, so I know how real that is and what you're saying. People want to hear about your process, though, and during the break, you're talking about breaking out of this matrix of system. How did you break through it? Was it divine intervention, or was it God showing you things? What happened?
In medical school, the first semester that I was there, we would dissect the human body. And I remember the professor would teach us how to do the dissection before we would do it. So I come into this classroom, and I see six human heads on the table, decapitated heads. And he goes through the lesson on how to do the dissection. So then in the morgue, what we did was we took a saw, cut off the head, the skull, took out the brain, and then I cut this head in half, and I used to walk around with half of someone's face in my hands. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is I was wondering, what's the difference between me and this piece of meat? I didn't believe in the soul. I didn't believe in God. I just believed in science, but I couldn't understand what separates me. Why am I in dynamic equilibrium? Why am I in homeostasis? Why do I have vitality and this piece of meat doesn't? So that's how I got sensitized that there must be a spiritual dimension to existence. And then I had some personal things happen. And my father had a heart attack, and he had a clinical death, and miraculously survived. And I remember that was the first time I actually prayed in my life. And so there were certain things that happened in my life that made me realize that my arrogance has been obstructing me from seeing the truth. And so it's led to a process of humility. And I think that that's been very beneficial in my life and in the lives of others, because I really don't think I did anything. I was praying to God in March of last year, asking for some help, because I had thousands of sick patients dying, and I had nothing to offer them. And these are people I've taken care of for 20 years. So what do? I was praying for some guidance. And then the next thing I know, a lecture sent to me in my email from YouTube, MedCram episode 34, which explains how zinc ionophores and zinc work in inhibiting RNA viruses, theoretically. And that was a big illumination for me. And it really affected the world, because I pushed that stuff globally, and it's really saved the lives of a million people. And so what humanity needs is hope. It needs to know that the power for survival is within us. You could say no. And by the way, if you have to fall in battle in this generation, so be it. Keep in mind that this life itself is a terminal disease. We begin to die from the moment we're born. So some people live 50 years, some people live 80 years. What's the difference? It's all finite. But during this finite period of time, we're given an opportunity to connect to the infinite. And that I wouldn't trade for one nanosecond. And so if in my life, in this generation, if I have to sacrifice my life in the finite to sanctify the name of God and ensure that there's freedom and God consciousness in the world, so be it.
So beautifully said. 1 minute break. We're going to come back with a conclusion, but that is absolute veritas, ladies and gentlemen. And this whole consciousness is about, do you choose that relationship with the infinite and God that created it all, or do you want to make your own little personal hell? Everybody that joins the evil just wants to kill people and control things and play God. Well, God doesn't act like that. This is an amazing time to be alive, and I agree, we are entering the final phase of this test. The papers are about to get picked up, and the master is about to grade them. Wow. Bowders and Linko, final comments then. We have a very special guest about to take over. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Well, in Tucson, Arizona, a police officer just shot a black man in a wheelchair 8 times and killed him because he had a knife. That'll distract from the millions of kids getting poisoned and killed and everything else, and how we're all under attack, and how they're locking Africa down again to starve them to death. So this is a nightmare situation. Dr. Zelenko, in closing, I really appreciate you. Wayne Allen Root is just an amazing talk show host. He's loaded for bear, got a lot of clarity. He's about to take over here in a few minutes, but when I watched that video this morning that happened yesterday of Fauci, who we know did not just experiments on dogs, but children, take them away from their parents. When they would escape, they'd pick them back up and take them back and test experimental drugs on them until they died. That was mainstream news 20 years ago. And this monster just commits this over and over again. What is it like for you to watch as a life giver, as a doctor, sworn to that profession, trying to empower life, Hippocratic Oath, to watch Joseph Mengele 2.0. And I want to play you a clip, because I know this lady's dialed into the highest levels of the system, and she's coming out against him, Laura Logan, where she explains this is a fascist takeover. She calls him Joseph Mengele. I'm not going to play all the clip, but it's really true. And so, it sounds like we're being obnoxious, or we're being dramatic to say Joseph Mengele. No, this is Joseph Mengele 2.0. I mean, this is on a wider scale already, as you said last time you were on, and I agree. I've looked at the numbers, and if they keep going, it's going to be 10 times bigger than the Nazis. We're not diminishing any of that, but this is real, and this is what we face now. And so can you just, in closing comments, speak to that gestalt I just laid up?
You know, when Noah was building his ark, it took him 120 years to do so. And so the question is, why so long? Couldn't God give him a finished ark? And the answer is that he wanted people to see that the end is coming, and they should repent. They should ask Noah, what's going on? And he should have said, God is really angry with you because you're pagans, and because you serve idols, and because you sacrifice children. And so repent, otherwise there's going to be a flood. What I'm saying is the flood has already started, 2.0. And there will be a purification in the world, like it or not. It's just going to come either willingly or unwillingly, but it's going to happen. Because, again, I'm not God's spokesman, but I can tell you, it seems to me he's had enough of all this debauchery and immorality and loss of sanctity of everything, sanctity of marriage, sanctity of life, sanctity of the unborn, anything that is sanctity of just the elderly, protecting the most vulnerable upon us. No, they're the ones slaughtered first by this COVID-19 bioweapon. So this is not a world that God intended. And I think he's going to clean house. So yeah, Fauci is let's call him a field marshal of evil. And you can just see on his facial expression, you can see his pathological, sociopathic lies and psychopathic lies. And so it's not surprising. Evil has been there since the beginning of time. It's nice to know who is the leader of the evil. He's one of them. Bill Gates is another. George Soros is another. Klaus Schwab is really up there. And then and Zuckerberg and who else? What's his name from Twitter?
Oh, the British royalty are at the very top of it, exactly.
And this is an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity. It may be scary to live in this type of time because of the risk of death is great and there's turbulence, but nevertheless, the opportunity to sanctify the name of God and bring real meaning and purpose to your life and to earn eternal union with the divine has never been so present. All you need to do is choose not to comply. Disobey with the decrees of these tyrants. Don't give in. Don't be a slave.
Eternal union with the divine. So beautifully said. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Please continue.
Stop being a slave. God created you with consciousness, with free choice, and what you're supposed to do with that free choice is to choose to serve God, not choose to serve rocks or despots or false gods and poison your children. The hell's wrong with people?
So, beautifully said, Dr. Zelenko. What else can we do? What do you expect them to pull next, and where do you see this going?
Well, I think we need to prepare for DNA, other RNA viruses, like Marburg virus. I think we need to prepare for DNA viruses, like smallpox. But people are working really hard for solutions. I think I found one with this botanical that the American Indians used, and from the pitcher plant. Yeah, right. Sarracenia purpurea. And it seems to be really effective. And, of course, this is buried. This was buried in the beginning of the 19th century because, like in 1910, 1920, because that's when the pharmaceutical industry was born. And that's when natural remedies, botanicals, and homeopathic approaches and vitamin and nutritional approaches were suppressed.
And that again was the Rockefellers. It's always the same. And so I agree with you, though. Them launching all these attacks on humanity is them realizing they're losing control, because the consciousness of God and God being there and God waiting for us is so real, and it's so good to be in communion with you and the listeners and everybody. I know you can feel it, Dr. Zelenko. I mean, can't you feel God's energy is actually rising? That's why the evil ones are so scared.
I've never felt as much God's presence in my life as I do in this moment, in this fight. My life has clear purpose. Everything that happened in my life, some of it has been very traumatic and very difficult. But I see now in retrospect, all were like Navy SEAL training or preparation for the task that's being asked of me at this point in time, which is not to be afraid of anyone except God, to be ready to sacrifice absolutely everything, and sanctify the name of God by sanctifying the sanctity of life, by protecting the innocent, by loving, seeing the divine in others, and protecting that.
Beautiful. Well, we love you, Dr. Zelenko. We really appreciate your time. We know you're going through a lot. You don't make a big deal about it, but you've got terminal cancer, and you're fighting for your life. We really appreciate you, but your spirit lives forever, and we will see you, my friend, at the next level, and I just know you're going to be there. I hope I'm going to be there, but thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and thank you for this platform, and thank you for all the hard work you've done over the decades. I think you've laid the foundation for the, you know, the starting point of the counteroffensive against the worst evil in history, and we just need to wake up, not be afraid, coalesce with like-minded people, disobey at all costs, take your kids out of harm's way, which is the public school system. Don't be afraid of losing your job or your position in school. Do not sacrifice your future for some conveniences in the present. I'd rather sacrifice something in the present to maintain a future and the fertility of the next generation. And so be ready to sacrifice to win World War III, which is a war to preserve the knowledge of God in the human psyche.
I totally agree with you. It's a blessing to be alive now. It looks horrible, but this is a blessing. Dr. Zelenko, ZStackLife.com. Amazing information. Everybody should fortify their immune system at ZStackLife.com. Dr. Zelenko, thank you so much, and God bless you, sir.
God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to leave that. I apologize to our next guest host, Wayne Allen Root, who I asked to come on because he's really right. They plan to place Hillary in there and remove Kamala Harris, but he's going to take over after this break. So everybody tune in, stay for this. Wayne Allen Root is an amazing talk show host. Guys, thank Dr. Zelenko for me. Wow, this is such a quickening, such a singularity happening, but not their satanic singularity, our spiritual singularity as we come together. And just worship God and recognize the divine. And the chance we have, as Dr. Zelenko said, with a relationship with infinity. I choose infinity. I'm going to be there with Dr. Zelenko on the other side. At least I ask God to do that. All right. Wayne Allen Root takes over. Great job of the crew.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guest hosting for Alex Jones. What a great interview. You know, my guest hosting was supposed to start at the top of the hour. And I got to listen because Alex is running late with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's an old friend of mine. He's on my radio show all the time. My radio show's on USA Radio Network nationwide. If you don't get it in whatever town you're in when you're listening on your car radio, just go to my website. That's the easiest way. Now, there it is up on the screen, rootforamerica.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. What do I do all day? Root for America. Easy to remember. And at the top of the screen, you saw four arrows. Click on any one of them, and you get my local Vegas show, which dominates Vegas afternoon drive time here. And you get my national radio show, and you get my podcast, which is 7 days a week. There are those arrows. And the national show is every day, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 West Coast time, 5 to 8 Central time. So I hope you'll tune in, because 3 hours a day, I educate you, I empower you, I hammer you with what's going on out there. And it's a communist takeover of the United States of America. No one knows better than me. I'm not bragging here. No one knows better than me, because I went to Columbia University. My classmate was Barack Hussein Obama. And every kid I went to Columbia with, I was a SOB, son of a butcher, a blue-collar son of a butcher who was lucky enough and blessed enough, thank you, God, to get into Columbia University. And when I got there, I was shocked because I was a patriot and a conservative, and I loved Ronald Reagan, my hero. And I found nothing but communists. Every kid there bragged they were communists, socialists, Marxists. Some even called themselves Bolsheviks. They were almost all white, and every single one of them hated white people. And that's what you see today. It was an early taste for me of what's going on in the United States of America. I got to experience all these liberal scumbags. There's no other way to put it. You can say that word on TV or on radio. They're scum of the earth. They're garbage. They're scumbags. They're communists. And they want to destroy America. They hate us. And they're almost all white, and they hate white people. They hate themselves. They're self-hating. And so Dr. Zelenko and I are both Jews, by the way. Dr. Zelenko, an Orthodox Jew, as you could see. And I'm kind of the same and yet the opposite, because I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior 30 years ago. So I'm a completed Jew. I'm a Messianic Jew with kind of a mixed with an evangelical Christian. So we're both spiritual. We're both religious. And we're both Jews. You can never not be a Jew. It's like saying, I'm a white person, now I'm black. I'm black, now I'm white. No, you're born with it coursing through your blood. Once you're a Jew, you're always a Jew, even if you become a Christian. Judaism is a culture more than just a religion. And so religiously, I take Christ as my Savior, but I am a Jew. And Zelenko and I are both Jews. And when you hear from two Jews that this is 1938, that this is like Nazi Germany, that what you see in front of you, and by the way, I was the first one in the country in August of this year. I looked it up. To be exact, it was August, I think, 6th of this year. I wrote, this is 1938. And I've got the whole column here. I'd love to read it to you, but we kind of ran out of time for everything I planned for the show. And I think, you know, look, Dr. Zelenko says he believes that God put him where he is today. He's on a path to try and save the world from this big pharma, Dr. Fauci, Joe Biden charade and scam and Ponzi scheme and mass murder and 1938 like mass murder. And I believe God put me in the exact same path at the exact same time to do the exact same thing from a different standpoint. Dr. Zelenko, as you see, is an Orthodox Jewish doctor and a very serious guy. What I am is an entertainer, right? I've been an entertainer my whole life. You know, when I was a kid, this son of a butcher, blue-collar kid, I had a dream in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. I grew up in a majority black town, went to all-black middle school, all-black high school, one of the only white kids in the entire school. I think I had a destiny. I have a mixture and an understanding, a unique background that no one else has, and an understanding of white-black relations, and an understanding of real people because of my blue-collar background. And an understanding of Columbia University and the communists who are infesting government and infesting the Democrat Party. You know, Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. It turns out he was right, but he was early. The communists are here now, and they're taking over this country. And I'm an entertainer. So my dream when I was this kid, 16 years old, I set a goal to be Jimmy the Greek. Do you remember that name, Jimmy the Greek? Jimmy the Greek Snyder. The greatest Vegas odds maker in the world. The king of Vegas sports gambling. And he was on the NFL pregame show on CBS TV with Brett Musburger, Phyllis George, and Irv Cross. And I watched that show every week because I was a football fanatic, an NFL fanatic, a Dallas Cowboy fanatic. Roger Staubach was my hero in life, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And I set a goal that I was going to beat Jimmy the Greek and replace him as the king of Vegas odds making and the king of Vegas sports gambling. And I would have a TV show and I would be a star. And 10 years later, by the way, at the age of 16, that was my goal. How do you know? Because it made the newspapers. I sent out PR to all the media, and the local newspapers picked it up and did an interview with me, and they called me the betting whiz kid and the next Jimmy the Greek. And so it got picked up by hundreds of Gannett newspaper chain newspapers all over the United States. So there's a record of me saying at the age of 16, I will be the next Jimmy the Greek, and Gannett calling me the next Jimmy the Greek and the betting whiz kid. Fast forward 10 years later, okay, 10 years later, I'm 26 years old, and I get hired by CNBC, which in those days was known as Financial News Network, number one financial network in the world, and I get hired to be Jim the Greek's partner on TV. And I host 5 shows. I wind up being hired to be Jim the Greek's partner on one show, okay, and they loved me so much, they fired Jim the Greek, and I took over and replaced him, just as I said I would do one day when I was 16 years old. I became his TV partner, and then I replaced him on national TV, and then they liked me so much, they gave me 4 other shows. I hosted 5 shows on national TV. So I'm an entertainer. My background is sports and the NFL and sports gambling, and I just happened to run for the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2008, and I won the vice presidential nomination. Bob Barr was the Libertarian presidential nominee that year, and I won the nomination. Well, voted, all the delegates, 1,000 delegates voted me in as the vice president with Bob Barr, and we raised our arms together. There's a picture behind me, I'm not sure if you can see it, of me and Bob Barr with our arms raised together as the Libertarian presidential ticket in 2008. So I actually ran against my college classmate, Barack Obama, and against John McCain, who I thought was a rhino Republican and really a great American, because of his military background, but a traitor to real conservative Republican patriot values. And boy, did I turn out to be right. McCain and Romney, both traitors to real Republican values. And so my background is very unique, and I think I was put in this place in this time. Zelenko, an Orthodox Jewish doctor, put in place to warn people, and me, Wayne Root, an entertainer and showman, and a friend of Donald Trump, put in place... there's Bob Barr and Wayne Root. Boy, is this team crack. This is a crack team, baby. The Alex Jones producers, directors, and production team. Where you found that picture on short notice, I don't know. But that was me and Bob Barr accepting the Libertarian presidential and vice presidential nomination in 2008. You guys are the best. And I'm here at this moment in time because my parents died of cancer 28 days apart when I was very young. And I decided to study vitamins and nutrition and fitness my whole life. I'm now 60 years old. My life's dedicated to living forever as long as humanly possible and being strong.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Website, RootForAmerica.com, by the way. RootForAmerica.com. There's so many things to say, and I've got about a half hour left. And to squeeze it in is impossible. I need 3 hours a day, 5 days a week on the Alex Jones Network to squeeze this all in. So much to say. First of all, again, I want to stress, in August, I wrote this is 1938 as a Jew. I see it coming. And the number one sign, you know, Dr. Zelenko sees the same things as me. The Orthodox Jew sees it. And Wayne Root, the Jew, took Christ as the Savior, who's the completed Jew and the Messianic Jew, sees the exact same thing. I see vaccine passports and vaccine mandates as the true representation of 1938 and a coming disaster. I don't want to call it the Holocaust. I don't think anything compares, I hope, to what happened to 6 million Jews incinerated, gassed to death, tortured, raped, murdered in the Holocaust during World War II. So I don't want to call it a Holocaust. But I do think what's happening in front of us has images that mirror 1938. And liberals always said that voter ID was a bad thing. You can't ask someone for their driver's license before they vote once every 2 years in a federal election or once every 4 years in a presidential election. It's Gestapo-like, they said. It's asking for papers. Well, now they ask for papers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bars, restaurants, nightclubs, conventions, sporting events. I don't care where you go, retail stores, supermarkets, department stores, anywhere you go, they're going to say, papers, papers, we want your papers. That's not Gestapo. That is the true representation of Gestapo, of 1938, of Nazi Germany, of Hitler. And to keep people out of stores and restaurants, it's Hitlerian. Is that a word? I don't even know. Hitlerian. It's Hitler-like. It's Hitler-lite. Maybe that's the way to say it. You know, I do my radio show 3 hours a day with no notes, no teleprompter. I'm doing your show, no notes, no teleprompter. So everything's off the top of my head. I don't know if Hitlerian is a word or not, but Hitler-lite or Hitler-like. Hitler could not have come up with a better scheme or scam than vaccine, everyone, or you lose your job. Vaccine, or you lose your life and your credibility. Vaccine. Or you won't eat anymore. Vaccine. Your job's gone. You can't afford your mortgage. You're homeless. Vaccine. Show your passport. Show your papers everywhere you go. And those who are unvaccinated are filthy, diseased, spreading disease. That's Hitler-like to call unvaccinated people bad people and keep them out of society. Just replace the word Jew with unvaccinated. My God, it mirrors 1938. But wait, it gets better. I just saw this second, Black Lives Matter calls for a month-long boycott of white companies for the holidays. Folks, that's the second theme of this show today with me as the guest host for the great Alex Jones. You know, one thing liberals were right about, one thing ever in my lifetime they were right about, America is a racist nation. You were right. Liberals are right. Democrats are right. It's a racist nation. It's racist against white people. I see blacks who hate whites. I see black leaders, not black people, black leaders, liberals, Democrats, BLM leaders who hate white people, who want to agitate the black people of America to divide them from us. I see white liberals who hate white people. I met them all at Columbia, and these are their children and their grandchildren that are now the next generation of white people who hate white people. It's insane. The amount of white hatred going on in America today. You know, I don't know any white people who hate black people. I grew up with nothing but black people. Lived in an all-black town. Went to an all-black middle school. Went to an all-black high school. Every friend I had was black. Jewish kid got bar mitzvahed. I'm the only Jew I know who invited black people to his bar mitzvah. There never was another kid like me. So don't ever tell me about racism. There's not a racist bone in my body. There's not a racist bone in Trump's body. There's not a racist bone in conservative Republican bodies. But in the on the left, the hatred for white people is over the top. It's incredible. The only group you're allowed to hate is white, straight males in America today. And so you go, wait, where do you get off with this stuff? I'll tell you where you get off with this stuff. Tune in to the latest study out of Facebook. They wanted to prove how much violence and hate was aimed at black people and people of color and Muslims. So they did a study on Facebook, and guess what it proved? 90% of all hate speech is against white males. And I guarantee you it's white straight males. Anyway, without further ado, I got to get to the column that I wanted to read you today. It's not even out yet, but it will be out all across the United States in the next few days. And it will make a lot of news because I had COVID. And you know when I had it? The last time I was on the Alex Jones show. I did an hour interview with Alex Jones. It wasn't me hosting that time. It was Alex interviewing me for an entire hour. And I was sick as a dog. And I had COVID at that very moment. And that night, I took ivermectin and mega doses of vitamins. And I beat COVID in 48 hours. 24 hours from the time I took ivermectin. So when Dr. Zelenko says he was put on this earth for a reason, to try and save people and make people healthy and save them from vaccines, I know I was put on this earth as Paul Revere. I'm not an amazing doctor like him. I'm not a scientist. I'm a guy who studied vitamins, nutrition, health, and fitness my whole life. I'm a guy who knows everything about vitamins and health. I'm a guy who knows everything about fitness and works out 90 minutes a day. I want to make America healthy. And I'm a guy who was put here to tell you that you don't need the vaccine. I took ivermectin, and it went away overnight. So here's my column, how I beat COVID in 48 hours with ivermectin, just like Joe Rogan and NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Yes, it's true. I beat COVID in 48 hours with ivermectin. Before I get to that story, I have more news guaranteed to make liberals' heads explode. And my guess is I only have enough time to get to do about half this column, and then the other half I'll give you when we get back for the break. But I decided to mix two stories that would make liberals' heads explode. So before I get to the story of how I beat COVID in 48 hours with ivermectin, I have more news guaranteed to make liberals' heads explode. You see, I was married last week. That's right, I'm a newlywed. 1 week married. And that has to enrage liberals, because the left hates marriage. But if there's one thing they hate more than marriage, they hate it when a man who knows he's a man marries a feminine woman who knows she's a woman. Because liberals are all mixed up. They don't know if they're men, women. They can't tell which bathroom to use. They have no idea which toilet to use. These are the most confused, screwed up, dysfunctional people in the whole world. Find me a liberal, I'll find you the definition of mental illness. They're crackpots. They all need a hug from mommy, a straitjacket, and a rubber room. In any case, I married the stunning, beautiful, sexy Cindy Parker. I love you, baby. Cindy Parker Root. Love you, baby. This was truly a Republican wedding. My new wife's on the board of directors of many Republican organizations in Nevada. We had a large wedding with about 200 guests from all over America and all over the world, by the way. People flew in from France, from England, from Portugal for my wedding. I'm very proud to say I've made a lot of great friends over the years and business associates over the years, and we had the party of a lifetime. And almost everyone in the room was a Republican, a conservative, and a patriot. And I remarked to the crowd, there are so many Republican politicians in this room, we could hold a Republican National Committee meeting right here, right now. And the crowd laughed. You know, it was a good line for the moment. But what makes comedy work is when it's true. And I had every politician, every Republican politician worth their salt, the whole state of Nevada was there. And I opened the wedding, by the way, by asking all the military veterans and law enforcement in the room to please stand up. And I asked everyone to give them a standing ovation, and we did. It was a wedding mixed with a revival meeting mixed with a Republican National Committee meeting. And so there were no masks, and I'm guessing almost everybody in the crowd was unvaccinated. And we were guarded by former Navy SEALs from the number one security firm in Las Vegas. I'm sure liberals' heads are exploding. And if liberals' heads haven't exploded yet, here's the clincher. The highlight of our wedding was former Fox News host, anchorwoman, and best-selling author Rita Cosby, great friend of mine for 20 years, reading a personal handwritten letter from President Donald Trump celebrating our wedding. So I hope all the liberal heads have exploded. Now when we get back for the break, I'm going to read you the second half of this column about how I beat COVID, because it could have ended my wedding. I had COVID only a few weeks before the wedding, and anybody could have missed their wedding and canceled the wedding. Ivermectin saved my life. Mega dose of vitamins saved my life. I'll tell it all of it to you when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, guest hosting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne L. Root, that's my website, rootforamerica.com. There's my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which is available for sale now. And I mention it because I think this is like an entire conservative protest movement in a book, in a thin 120-page book, with the names, addresses, phone numbers, social media accounts of all of the top CEOs of the worst companies in America that hate conservatives, but we make them rich. You know, we make them rich. Amazon, where you buy the book, we're making him rich, a trillionaire. And meanwhile, most people, most consumers that buy products at all these stores and fly on Delta Airlines and buy from, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and the list is long, buy their lingerie at Victoria's Secret. These are all communist-run companies. These are hateful people. These are awful people that don't want voter ID, but they have no problem with vaccine passports and force their employees to choose between a job, a livelihood, and a poisonous vaccine. I got all their names and numbers. All the contact information you could ever want is in this book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The places to buy it, unfortunately, are all liberal and bad people. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, all of them.com. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com. But it is a heck of a Christmas present for anyone in your life that's a conservative that wants to attack The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's all about the philosophy of Dr. Martin Luther King. We've got to use civil disobedience, protests, strikes, boycotts, intimidation to destroy these corporations and these politicians that spit in our faces while we make them rich. And that's what the book is about. I think it's a great Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift in your life. It's a great patriot protest and boycott book. All right, let me finish with my column because I think I was put on this earth to save some lives. So here we go. I just finished telling you the highlight of my wedding last week to the beautiful Cindy Parker, now Cindy Parker Root, was a letter, a handwritten personal letter from President Trump, read by my great friend Rita Cosby, who used to be a host on Fox News and MSNBC before they became, you know, a communist network, and CNN before they became a communist network. One of the most famous women ever in broadcasting. She's interviewed presidents and kings and Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi and queens and world leaders. Amazing woman, Rita Cosby, and a best-selling author. And I asked her to get up in front of the crowd and read President Trump's letter to me and Cindy about our wedding and about our union and our marriage and blessings to us. And Trump's the greatest. He put a handwritten note in there. He said, Cindy, I got news for you. I know Wayne, and Wayne is all man. You did good. Only President Trump would write something like that. Thank you, President Trump. But my point is, now I want to get to the meat of why I wrote this. I was kind of just tweaking in liberals' faces, you know, screw you, taunting liberals about my wedding, no masks, no vaccines, lots of conservatives in one place who love law enforcement and military and love President Trump. But there's me and President Trump on the screen, one of my favorite pictures of all time. I opened for him seven times, seven speeches he gave in Las Vegas, and I was the opening speaker on those seven speeches. Very proud of that, that he chose me, including his first speech as President of the United States when he visited Nevada for the first time. He personally handpicked me and had the Secret Service call me to ask me to be the opening speaker. So, President Trump, thank you very much. God bless you. Greatest president of my lifetime, one of the great presidents in America's history. But let me continue. So liberals' heads have exploded about my wedding, but do you want to watch liberals' heads triple explode? Here's the best story yet. I was healthy and strong at my wedding because of ivermectin. And no, it's not a horse and cow drug. It's not a veterinary drug. It's not a dewormer. Nay! You know, except Casey, I nay now. It's not. They have the veterinary version, and they have the drug-for-human version prescribed by doctors that won a Nobel Prize. And so, no, ivermectin is not a horse and cow dewormer, okay? It is for human beings. It won a Nobel Prize. And I caught COVID for the first time a few weeks ago. I caught it. Never thought I would. I got it. Because it's the flu, and it's a contagious flu. And I beat COVID in 48 hours with ivermectin and massive doses of vitamins, including intravenous vitamin C. This is what everyone needs to know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not prescribing. I'm telling you what I did. I'm telling you what people I love, five people in my life over the last year got sick with COVID, all took ivermectin and massive doses of vitamins, and they all got well, and they're all fantastic now, and there's no residual effect of any kind of COVID. There's no long COVID. I'm telling you what I have used in my own life, and it works. Just a few weeks ago, the day that I was on Alex's show as a guest, I had COVID, and it kept getting worse that day, and that night I took ivermectin. Ivermectin is truly a miracle drug. I had COVID for one day, the day I was on Alex Jones, when I decided to take ivermectin. And from that point on, COVID was gone in 24 hours. Yes, ivermectin and vitamins turned the dangerous, deadly, run for your life, lock down the economy, mask for life, vaccinate or die, COVID-19 flu bug into a minor common cold. And then it was gone in 24 hours. What are we worried about? What are we stopping the economy for? What would we close businesses for? What would we lose millions of jobs for? It's the flu. And it can be killed. It can be eradicated with ivermectin and massive doses of vitamins. Ivermectin made my COVID so mild. Get this. I never missed a day of work. Yes, I hosted my three-hour national radio show every day with COVID, and no one ever knew, and no one ever noticed. And yes, my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, was out at that point for the first time, and I was on a book tour promoting the book. And I was a guest over the phone on somewhere between 20 and 30 radio shows. So in addition to doing 3 hours of radio a day, I did 20 to 30 radio interviews a day with COVID. No one knew and no one noticed. That's the deadly COVID pandemic that will kill us all. I turned COVID into a minor flu and a minor cold, and then I killed it in 48 hours with ivermectin. I appeared on multiple national TV shows via Skype or Zoom, and one of them was the Alex Jones Show, an hour with Alex. He didn't know I had COVID. That week, to promote my book, With COVID, No One Knew and No One Noticed, ivermectin and mega doses of vitamins turned deadly COVID into a minor cold that never, not only never stopped me, it never even slowed me. No one could even tell I was sick other than a hoarse voice. Because for one day I coughed a lot, and for one day I had mucus in my chest, and it made it all dry up and go away in 24 hours. Lest you think I had a mild case of COVID, okay, I want to open your eyes here. On the first day of COVID, I had fever, chills, a bad cough, mucus in my lungs, awful pain in every muscle in my body. I felt like I got hit by a truck, terrible exhaustion, and I lost my sense of taste. I've loved food my whole life. I couldn't taste food. This is on the first day. Sound familiar? It's every symptom of COVID. And I took two COVID tests just to be certain, and I tested positive twice. I had COVID. One day of ivermectin, and it was all gone. Pain gone, cough gone, mucus gone, exhaustion gone, fever gone. No one ever knew. No one ever noticed. Until now, I decided to come forward because of all the lies over the weekend, all the scams of the media about this new Omicron to scare everyone to death like it's not an ape, it's King Kong! Run for your life! Omicron is here! They give it a scary name and try and convince you to get the shot, when in reality, it's just another minor flu, minor cold, if you take ivermectin and vitamins. My treatment was pretty much exactly the same as Joe Rogan and NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Ivermectin plus mega doses of vitamins, and the outcome was the same too. Ivermectin works like magic. It's inexpensive. I never experienced any side effects. I thank God for ivermectin. And what I did, mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, selenium, lysine, melatonin, okay, garlic, liquid silver, and probiotics. That was the tonic that I took. That was the vitamin regime, and turmeric. That was the mix I put together. No one has to fear COVID. No one needs to be forced to take an experimental dangerous vaccine. No one has to ever choose between a vaccine or your job or your livelihood. We have a miracle drug and a wonderful vitamin regimen that works fantastically against COVID. And I'm Exhibit A. And I couldn't wait to tell the Alex Jones audience this story. Ivermectin could save millions of Americans from COVID and the dangers of the COVID vaccine. Ivermectin could save our economy. Ivermectin could save millions of jobs. Ivermectin could save trillions of dollars in costs from missed work, vaccines, hospitalizations, and deaths. I'm Paul Revere. The ivermectin is coming. The ivermectin is coming. I want the whole world to know. Stop being afraid. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. My website, rootforamerica.com. My book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Great Christmas present. Fight!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.